forget. I'm not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. I'm going to take one more phone call. This is a short segment. I'm going to get back to my story because I want to finish this up. I've got some other things to go into. But let's go to Rob in New York. Rob, you're on with Michael. Hello.
Oh, hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good. How are you, bud?
Good, good. Listen, I'm really enjoying your show today. It's funny. I was just hearing that guy talk about, you mentioned Szymanski. I just want to mention, I'm glad that John got this Szymanski off the air. Him and his Jesuit thing.
I'll tell you what. I won't go into a lot of detail, but,
that's not what I'm calling.
I know. What I'm going to say, though, I want to say this, okay? I have been here for 2 months now, and I have watched, I've been behind the scenes, and I'm going to go into a little of that here shortly, okay? And I've watched a lot of what's going on, and I want to share some of it with the listening audience so they know. Okay, but I will just say this about that, and that is that for the benefit of this network, had I been in John's position with what I personally saw going on here, I would have done the same thing. And I'm talking about from 30 years in a professional owning a business, I would have done the same thing that John did. Okay, so that's all I'm going to say. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, it's just massive, crude propagandist. That's all I'll say on that.
Okay.
But, I was hearing you describe kind of your awakening and how you came back to 9/11. It's funny because I told the same exact story and said the same exact words in the same sequence almost a number of times. I want to turn you on to something real quick. I think you'd find really interesting. Have you ever heard of someone named Revelo Oliver?
What's his name?
His name is Revelo Oliver.
Spell the first name.
It's a palindrome, actually, coincidentally, but it's R-E-V-I-L-O, Oliver.
Okay, I haven't heard of him.
Well, if you go to revelo-oliver.com, he's got a lot of great MPs. He died in the late 90s, I believe.
Okay.
But he was a professor in Indiana, but he gave some really interesting speeches that you can download, and I think you'd find them very interesting and extremely relevant, even though they were given, this guy had, stadium-sized crowds listening to this in the 60s, in the 50s and the 60s, but very interesting. I think everyone should look, go and download them and listen to them because it's very relevant today, and it's just shocking. It gives you a real good inside scoop on, I think, what's going on now, what's been going on for a long time. Kind of ties everything together, everything that everyone that on RBN talks about. It's just very interesting. I highly recommend it to anybody, revelo-oliver.com.
I will go check it out as I check out everything everybody sends me, and sometimes I get so inundated I can't check out everything, but I'll check this out, okay? All right.
Worth doing.
Thanks,
Rob.
I appreciate the call. Now, I want to announce before I go to break, I am not going to take any more calls until I get through with what I've got going here because I've got a means to an end here, folks. So I've got to hold the calls till at least the bottom of the hour. So please bear with me. If you call in, I'm not going to take your call. And I think all of you that know me know that I do my best to take everybody's calls. Matter of fact, I don't think I've ever missed taking a call since I've been on the air. It's very important to me. All of your thoughts are very important to me. But do not call me, please, until I open up the phone lines, because I've still got a lot to cover here, and I want to get it all in. Okay, so thank you so much for that. Okay, now, back to my story about the fix. I'm not getting my fix. There was 10 days that went by that I didn't get my fix. I don't have RBN to listen to. And once that went back on the air, I started hearing John talking about what it had done to this network. With that, I'll stop, take a break. I'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, republicbroadcasting.org. Stick with me. See you in a bit with a lot more.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I'm going to continue with this story. Hopefully I can get it in by the bottom of the hour and tell you some of the good things that RBN's trying to do. But I started hearing after that ordeal happened, I was listening to John and I was listening to what how it was affecting this network. And they got behind. They got far behind because they lost a lot of talk show hosts. They lost a lot of advertisers. And, you know, like any business folks, the bills keep coming in. But if the revenue's not there, you have to figure out what, you know, you're going to rob Peter to pay Paul, and you're going to figure out which bill you're going to pay and which one you're going to let go. And that's what was happening. Now, I wasn't behind the scenes. I was just a listener, and I was listening to what John was saying. And, you know, I kind of took it with a grain of salt because I didn't know that I didn't realize that, that something like that could actually devastate a network. I didn't know anything about a network, so I had no idea. But at any rate, as time went on, I would hear him from time to time. You know, he would go off on a rant sometimes, and he would be upset. And that upset me because John is one of the two people that woke me up into this movement, and I had a lot of respect for John. And I have still have a respect for Alex because he helped wake me up as well. So I called in one day and I asked if I could send out a couple of tapes of my KFNX shows to have John look at. And John was under a lot of pressure with a lot of things going on. So he never, I don't know whether he ever, really, I don't know whether he ever listened to him or not, but I never heard back from him. So I called into the office a couple more times and they said, oh yeah, he heard him, yeah, and he likes you, and he might give you a show or whatever, but I still didn't hear from him. And I had heard this going on for so long with this trouble with the network that I thought, you know, I really want to help. I want to extend my talents, whatever they may be. And by the way, I want to tell you at this point, I'm not a professional talk show host, folks. This is not my profession. I had experience at it because I sponsored my own show on KFNX. But I haven't done this for a long, long time. My business is finance, and it's mortgages. But I actually got in the car and I drove here to talk to John, okay? Because I hadn't got a decision. I had never heard from John. And I thought, well, maybe, you know, he just doesn't want me or whatever. So I got in the car and I drove to Texas. And I got here. Julie told me before I got here that he'd be here. And I got here in the morning on a Wednesday, I believe it was. And he wasn't here. So I sat out in the office, and Chris Hansen, the producer, came out and handed me a cell phone, and it was John. And John said, you know what, I'm sick today, I'm very sick. Would you do my show? Very short notice, no preparation, and I said, yes, I will. And I did John's show that day, and you know, as sick as John was, at the end of that show, he dragged himself out of bed with a high, I think he had a fever about 104 or whatever, and he drove down here to shake my hand. And that told me a lot about the guy, that as sick as he was, he would actually get up to do that. So I commend him for that. At any rate, the rest is history. I got a job. I got a spot here, and I wound up moving to Round Rock. And since I've been here now for about 2 months, but the first 10 days that I was here, there was a big turmoil. I couldn't find a place to live, and the hotels were booked up. And I was spinning around nuts because I didn't know what I was going to do. The only hotel that was open was $700 a week, and I couldn't afford that. And John came to me and said, why don't you just come and stay with us? Which was a, you know, I mean, think about that for a minute, folks. A couple that doesn't know you from Adam, doesn't know who you are, never met you, doesn't know what kind of person you are, would open up their house to somebody like that. Well, that also said something to me. So for the next 10 days, I spent staying with John and Sandra Stadtmiller, and I got to know these people pretty well. I got to see the upside of John. I got to see the downside of John. I got to see John at his best. I got to see John at his worst. And I have to tell you that I don't know that I have ever met a more integral man than John Stadtmiller. And don't get me wrong, he's got his moments, folks, but he's got a good heart. So now I'm going to tell you some of the stuff that I've seen go on here behind the scenes since this tragedy has hit. And I'm telling you from a listener's perspective and somebody that has come in here to this network to lend whatever talents I can to help them. I have seen them scrambling. I have seen them piecemealing equipment together. I have seen the bills that have come in that have kept Sandra awake late at night. I know the truth that's put out at this network, and I know the message that these people are conveying, okay? And I know what it did to me, and it's a fix, and I can't do without it. So I want you to imagine for a moment one day that you wake up and go over to click on RBN Live to get your fix, and it's not there. Just like what happened to me back in January, and a lot of you, okay, where you went over and clicked it on, and nobody was there. But this time, if it happens, it won't be back. Now, when this thing happened and they went down, they got behind on their bills. And John is a proud man. Believe me when I tell you, the last thing in the world that he wants to do is get on this network and ask people for money. He would rather have you go into his website, pick out an advertiser, pick out a product and buy it. But I'm telling you from the inside, folks, that this couple right now, they have an insurance company that has been doinking around about settling this issue. They haven't come through, and they're way behind on their bills, and they're about ready to shut off the shortwave. And it won't be long unless they get a shot in the arm that this network one day you'll go to click it on. And if you don't reach down, dig down in your pockets, and send some money to them, donate some money. Go in there and buy a product from their advertisers, okay? But donate some money, folks. If you don't do it, if you value this network, and I'm telling you from the inside, and by the way, you know, I do as I do. I do as I do, and I also do as I say. And I'm not telling you anything that I haven't already done. And by the way, I don't get paid to do this show, folks, okay? They don't pay me a salary to do this show. I do it for free. I have not been paid one nickel since I've been here. And there was an incident that happened the other day where they lost a piece of equipment that if I wouldn't have came through and paid to fix it, you wouldn't be calling in here right now, because it was an integral part of their board and their phone system that went down, and they didn't have the money to fix it. And I'll tell you why they didn't have the money. Because rather than come on here and ask you for any money, they invested and they sold everything. They sold all of their assets, okay? Their gold, they sold their silver, they sold everything they had, and they put it into this network. These people need your help right now. If you want this program to stay on the air, these people need your help. And I'm asking you to dig down. And I, you know, these people out here that are on a fixed income that say, well, I'm living month to month and I don't know whether I'm going to pay for a person. I'm not talking about you guys. Never mind. Okay? I'm talking about the people that can afford to send $1,000 or $500 or $100 or $50 or whatever. I'm asking you now, and I'm telling you from inside, to dig into your pocket. And if you want to continue to hear this network provide useful, valuable information, and you want this network to continue to look for solutions and bring you the truth, you better do it, and you better do it now. Because if you don't, they're not going to be here. I'm asking you, please, please dig down as deep as you can and keep these. We need these people, folks. I need these people. I need that fix. And I'm not asking you something that I won't do myself. I already have. I'm asking you, please, send them some money. Let them pay some of these bills. You know, this insurance settlement that's going to come down, I spent years in the insurance business, and I know how it works, okay? And ultimately, it'll come down, but it won't, you know, it'll come down, but it won't be what they're expecting. It never is. If you've ever had any experience with an adjuster, they always come back and lowball you. And they wait until they get you into a position where you can't afford not to take it. The problem is that if this insurance company shuffles their feet much longer, there won't be a network to give the money to. So again, I implore you, dig as deep as you can. And some of these listeners, you know, I thank Bobby. Bobby called up one day and says, I'm making a donation. He sent a donation into the network. He said, well, I'm sending it, Michael, I'm going to send you a donation. I said, don't send it to me. Send it to RBN. They need the money. They need the money bad, folks. But you need this network bad. So do I. This country needs this network bad. And when I get through going off on this rant, okay, about this, I'm gonna start telling you some reasons why, because we're about solutions here. We're not going to get on the network, and we're not going to tell you about all the problems that are happening out there and scare you and get you to crawl under the bed. We're about solutions. We work feverish to try to figure out things to do to battle this monster, this new world order that we're battling. But we can't do it without your help. I want you to imagine just for a moment, okay, that you wake up some morning, go over to click on RBN Live, or Republic Broadcasting, I'm sorry, RBN Live is not in existence anymore. It went down day before yesterday, and it's not there. What do you do then? Think about it. Are you like me? Were you a junkie? Are you a junkie? I'm still a junkie. I can't get enough of this network. I favor it over television. The only thing that even holds close to it is baseball. I like the Cubs. But I still listen to RBN while I'm watching them pitch and bat. We're going to go to a break. I'll continue with this for a couple more minutes. Then I'm going to go into some good things we're doing. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Stick with me. It's republicbroadcasting.org. See you in three.
Thank you. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Michael Herzog, American Awakening. Short segment coming up here. I'm not going to spend a lot more time on this, folks, because believe me, I don't like to ask for money. I would just assume people, you know, spend money on the advertisers and so forth. Excuse me, I have to cough. Press the cough button there. But in this case, I've seen the numbers. I've seen their bills, folks. And I know that if they don't get a shot in the arm with some money very, very quickly, this network's not going to last. You are going to get up one morning, and it's not going to be here anymore. So I'm asking you. I'm begging you, okay? I moved here to help these people. I am doing this for nothing. They're not paying me to do this, okay? I've done this for 2 months, and I haven't taken a nickel. Now I'm asking you. If you can see your way clear to donate, even if it's $20, I'd like to see checks coming in here for $1,000, $2,000. I know when I was popping the mortgages out back when the mortgage business was good, and I know some of you have good businesses out there. I could have popped a check in for $5,000, okay, if they needed it, and it wouldn't have bothered me. I can't do that right now because I have some issues of my own. Some of you know what's going on. I've mentioned it on the air. But the fact is that we all need this network. And when I get through going through this little rant here, I'm going to tell you what we've all been. Matter of fact, Sandra came up with an idea that I think is brilliant, and I know that you're going to love it as well. It's time to come together, folks. It's time to come together. We are going to put everybody in as a group, and we are going to make this, if this stays on the air, with your help it will, okay? We are going to make this network the greatest network that ever existed on the face of the planet, and I'm going to tell you how. But in the meantime, I want you to pick up the phone and call 800-724-2719, and I want you to donate as much as you can afford to donate. Please. Or go into republicbroadcasting.org, click on PayPal, and make a donation. Believe me, folks, you know, there's an old saying out there, you don't know what you lost until it's gone, okay? If you don't come together now, and you don't dig down deep in your pocket, and you don't send as much to John and Sandra as you can, you're going to find out, once it's gone, what are you going to do? You're not going to have your heroin fix anymore, and neither am I. Please dig down. Send as much as you can, okay? Keep these people telling us the truth. Now, with that, I got John Stadtmiller sitting right in front of me.
How you doing?
I've got a cough. I've seen the inner workings of what's going on in this network, John, and I'll tell you, if I were you, I commend you, because I couldn't do what you do. I would have a nervous breakdown doing what you do. And I hear these rumors that fly outside the network about, well, you know, John, he's in a bad mood or whatever. You know what? I'd be in a bad mood too if I had to go through what you do. But you hold it together well, my friend.
Well, I have always taken this from one approach and one approach. It's almost militaristic in my mind, and that is that I have a mission. What are you telling me? The mic is not working.
He's speaking into a mic that's not working, folks.
You got me in front of the mic. Is this mic working?
Barely.
Hold on just a minute. We're having technical difficulties.
Now I got two microphones in front of my face.
There we go.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Michael, thank you for the kind words. And most people don't understand. I am of a single mind, and I am on a mission. It's almost militaristic the way I approach this. And a lot of people misread me, because I don't have tolerance for time wasting and BS and infighting and all that other stuff. I just absolutely, people that have run across me and go, well, I've met Stadtmiller and he's kind of standoffish, or he always looks like he's mad. No, I'm on a mission.
Mm-hmm.
And I am focused.
Well, I'm going to insert something here, and I'm going to tell you, I've heard people say that, well, I don't want to talk to him because he intimidates people. And I've seen you. I know you very well. And I know you're a straight-up guy. And the only thing, what they do is they misread. You don't intimidate. You don't want BS. And if somebody's lying to you, or they think they're caught, okay, they don't want to approach you. It's not intimidation. It's because they know that you know the truth.
Yeah, I have very little patience for that kind of stuff. You know, that's what the other side is born of, and that's what the other side is made of.
Mm-hmm.
And either we demonstrate and we prove and we do as we need to. I'm not following anybody else's pattern. I'm not necessarily marching to my own drum here, my own drum beat. But I just know what has to be done. I know that what we talk about on this network we have to have the ability to present this to as many people as humanly possible. That's my job. That's my mission. Back in January, we were getting ready. We were just right on the edge of putting up another bird. And it wasn't going to be a mishmash of people are on this satellite and we'll throw them up there if we got a hold. No, we had a complete list of new talk show hosts that were going to come on this network. We were going to have another bird, more listening for the public out there, and more shows to pick from. And then what we were going to do with that is we're going to get ABC Star Guide and take the best out of both of those satellites, both of those separate little networks, put them up on ABC Star Guide to offer to AM and FM out there. And quite frankly, this has been, Michael, this has been a blessing and a curse at the same time, because here we are, and we're 3 months down on the bills because of what a couple of individuals did to this network back in January, and we're still trying to recover. I'm not quitting. I'm re-energized. We need to do what we need to do, but we need some help out there from the listeners, and we need it now.
I know that, and I'm going to tell you about that in just a minute. We've got to go to a break. Be back in three. Stick with us, folks. RepublicBroadcasting.org, The American Awakening. I got John Stadtmiller with me.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Back. Michael Herzog, the American Awakening, sitting across from me is John Stadmiller. And I want to tell you, I'm looking John right in the face now, and I've told you folks that I have been behind the scenes. I've been privy to see what's going on. And if I had any doubts as a listener, I have no doubts now. John and Sandra Stadmiller they've turned themselves upside down, and they've emptied their pockets because they have a passion, a desire, a belief, and a dream in this network because they want a constitutional republic back. They've given everything they have. Folks, they have no more to give. And as much as I know, John does not like to ask. That's why I'm sitting here on my show and I'm asking for him, because I know they need it. Please go into the website, republicbroadcasting.org, click on PayPal and make a donation. Call the network, 800-724-2719. If you wish to continue to hear Republic Broadcasting when you click on in the morning or the afternoon or whatever shows that you plan on listening to, it's now or never, folks. Okay, if you don't do it now, you may never have a chance, and you don't know what you lost till it's gone. John, As I said, I commend you. I've seen the things go on in this network. These people don't know. I mean, I watched the board crash. They don't even know that had I not done, you know, come through for you and came to the rescue, they wouldn't even be calling in here.
Well, yeah, and I don't know if you told the people what it was. We have a phone system. It's an Intertel phone system. And we have a guy, don't anybody call Intertel and tell them this, but their Intertel technician guys, well, they get $150 an hour. Well, we've got a guy here that knows how to work on these systems a little bit, and if we need any programming, there's somebody out there that used to work with them. But make a long story short, we had a phone board, and one of the things crap out. Well, guess how much it cost to replace the board? Now, this is going to sound like a fairy tale to some people out there, but it's not. $10,000. We got lucky. We found one on the internet for $1,500. And Michael, you went down and sold a little bit of silver the other day, and we took that $1,500 and repaired the phone system. And if it wouldn't be for you and your $1,500, people wouldn't even be able to call into the network.
Well, that's why I say people don't realize what goes on behind the scenes,
John. They got no idea.
No. And folks, again, when I was a listener before I came here, you know, I would take some of the things John said with a grain of salt. I remember John hanging up on me one day because I was trying to get him to cut me a deal on Freedom to Fascism tapes, and he wouldn't come down, and I couldn't figure out why. But now that I see what's going on here, I understand. You know, they need the money. This network needs to be up and running, not just for them, not just for their passion. It needs to be up for you and for me and for America.
Well, and we're fighting something else out there. Hey, let me do this before I forget about this, Michael. You were talking about the Ron Paul debate in South Carolina.
Yes.
I just called the GOP headquarters down in South Carolina, talked to the people down there, and Ron Paul is going to be included in that debate on May 15th. Fox News is going to cover it, and they said that, well, the only problem that we could see if Ron Paul didn't show up. I said, if I've got to go out there and scrape up the money someplace, I'm going to put his butt on a plane. He will be down there. Okay, so folks, there are some things going on out there. There are some things going on out there, and I think there's disinformation. Because I'll tell you, I'll be honest with you, Michael. I just got off the phone with Frosty Woolridge, and we were talking about the presidential candidates and Tom Tancredo and this, that, and the other. And Tom Tancredo has done a wonderful job on one issue, and he has been exemplary. He's never backed off it. That's the illegal aliens in this country. But if you take a look at Tom's voting record on other issues, not so stellar. If you go through Ron Paul with a fine-tooth comb on every vote he's ever cast, on everything he's ever voted for, what the man stands for, he's impeccable. And Frosty agreed. And I said he might make a good vice president, talking about Tom Tancredo, make a great vice president, but presidential material of what we need right now. But here's the point. This is scaring the bejeebers out of the GOP candidates. Because here's a guy that's not compromised. He understands foreign policy. He understands the problems in this country. And he's got the solutions. They're scared to death of this guy, him being on the same panel with all the back-slapping, paid-off pundits.
Let me play devil's advocate for just a minute, as long as we're on this subject, and ask. The questions are pre-screened, or they're thought of before the debate.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm sure, or I'm relatively certain, they're not going to ask him a question that is going to pertain to anything that they don't want us to know, because this is mainstream now.
But with any, and you can watch any politician do this, there is an art to being on television. If you're asked a question that you don't want to answer, you typically ignore the question, or you give it a little bit of play, but then you turn around and make your point. Any politician, any public speaker, any motivating speaker, anybody out there that has ever given a speech in front of anybody knows the tricks. And Ron Paul knows how to do that. So, yeah, they might try to fix the questions, but even if they try to fix the questions, he's going to be able to get enough information over to make these people look stupid.
And that's the key. But what I'm talking about is, for example, in North American Union, I mean, can he accentuate on any of these issues that they may ask him a question on and be able to maybe plant seeds to the public at large that there's something more going on here than meets the eye?
And here's the deal. And the GOP down in South Carolina agreed with me. And I said Fox News made the statement that they weren't going to cover this because, well, you know, Ron Paul, he's just one of these throwaway votes. He's just a one percenter. And I says, and you know as well as I do, that tonight he's going to be on MSNBC.
Mm-hmm.
This is tonight. And there's going to be a nine-member GOP debate, and MSNBC is going to cover this. So, yeah. And I said, you know, he may be 1%, but not after MSNBC tonight. On the 15th, he gets covered. He's not going to be whatever percentage he left on MSNBC with. I said, this guy is a man of integrity. He's got the answers. He understands the nation's problems. And I said, and the more debates that this guy is in on, the higher his percentage rates are going to go up. And I said, and I'll be honest with you, and I'm talking directly to the GOP people down there. I told them, I said, Ron Paul is the guy. And I said, and I don't know how you people are connected down there or how you're wired, but here's the deal. Let's include the best candidate the GOP could possibly put forth for president of the United States in 2008. And they said that, look, the only problem we see is if Ron Paul couldn't physically get down there. So it's on for the 15th.
You know something, John? I'm sitting here listening to you, and I'm thinking to myself, watching you as you speak into the microphone. Folks, how could you let a talent and a knowledgeable individual like this go off the air?
Oh, pshaw. Look, whether I'm on this network or not is hardly the point. It's what we're trying to accomplish. And I appreciate the accolades, but look, we're all in this together. We are all in this together. And by God, we got to get on with it. And I don't see too many alternatives out there for what we can use to get to where we need to go.
Ron Paul, as far as this country's concerned, and in my estimation, is our last shot.
Politically, yeah, absolutely correct.
Yes. As far as these other things that are going on, I wanted to take a moment to mention, you know, John, no, stay here. Because, you know, your wife gave me this morning. Sandra came up with this idea, which I think is a brilliant idea. But I was talking a little while ago about isolation and the fact that we wake up, and the more that we wake up, and the more that we put on the glasses and we see what's going on around us, we become isolated. We become isolated because we realize that the public is dumbed down, that they don't know what's going on. And we're out there in our respective locations, like I was in Phoenix, Arizona, and we don't know what to do, okay? And Sandra, bless her heart, has come up with an idea that I think is fantastic. We at Republic Broadcasting are going to launch a campaign to bring together like-minded individuals in the community. Now, I don't know about you folks, but when I was in Phoenix, as I said before, I didn't know anybody that, you know, felt the way I felt. There was a little 9/11 group, Ken Knutson and his little gang, but that's all they were centered on. And I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, you know, you can get together, meet people that are of like mind, and you become instant friends. There's a bond there. There's a passion there that you instantly have, folks. And if you've ever gone to a 9/11 conference, you know what I'm talking about. We're launching a campaign. We're putting it on the website to where we put the location, I believe, of the individuals in the community, in the respective communities, and you can hook up with these people, sit down, have lunch with them, have a meeting with them. You can. I mean, the more power, there's power in people. There's power in more minds, and you're not isolated anymore. There's power in numbers, okay? You can get together. You can pick an issue. And you can go to work on it, and you can start at the local level, and you're no longer isolated. And this, RBN, and this is another reason why it's got to stay on the air, folks, is the hub. This is the nucleus. This is what we're going to launch, and we're going to bring this country together. And, John, you and I have talked before about all these little different groups, 9/11 group and the right. We the People group and all these different groups, and we're right. All splintered all over the place. Nobody knows what anybody else is doing. We're talking about bringing them all together.
And everybody's coveting their own groups, afraid that other people are going to come in with another issue that's going to be hotter and their issue is going to go by the wayside.
Mm-hmm.
We're being very protective of our numbers because, quite frankly, we don't have enough numbers. I've talked repeatedly about this. Is we don't have enough boots on the ground.
And that's what we're trying to do. Folks, you need to educate people. We're putting this up on the website. Sandra is taking up this effort. She's already working, Lord knows how many hours a day.
I already talked to Frosty Woolridge about this, and he says it sounds like a brilliant idea. We need to talk more about this.
And we're putting it together. We're going to have meetings about this, folks. We're going to make up T-shirts that have republicbroadcasting.org on the T-shirts and let people know where they can join others. And that we're going to post it on the website and the different communities and how to contact the different people. The groups of people will be known as loving Americans, helping others, and taking up causes that affect their lives and the lives of their neighbors. Okay? This is what used to be. If you remember, John, you're almost as old as I am. Okay?
Almost.
Do you remember when we were growing up and, you know, people went to meetings and they'd say hello to each other when they were driving driving by or wave at each other when they were mowing the lawn or whatever.
Oh, you mean when we had front porches and we'd wave at our neighbors?
Right, when we were sitting and waving or, swinging back and forth on our front porch. Okay, those things don't happen anymore. And the reason they don't happen is it's because this government, by design, has instilled so much fear into people that they're afraid of their neighbor.
And we were talking about this. Ken is staying at my house here. He's got a house down in Wimberley he's going to move down into, and it's not going to be open until the 15th. So he's staying with me, and it's a good thing because his truck blew up the other day.
Oh, my.
But anyhow, we were sitting there last night, Sandra and Ken and I, and we were talking about this. And we have to look at this with fresher eyes and a new approach because we've got good people, but they're not seeing results, and they're starting to get jaded. They're starting to get turned off. Michael, I know that we can get this country back. I know that we can do this. Because the way this government's set up is we the people, we are the government. We supposedly elect these representatives to represent us. This is not a democracy. Between the media and the politicians that had convinced their constituency out there that, well, this is what the constituents want. It's outside of the Constitution. You got no business doing it. This is then a democracy. They believe that. They're practicing democracy. This is a constitutionally limited republic. And I've had conversations with people today. We've got a guy on the network right now that's taking up the gauntlet on the grand jury issue against judges and lawyers, the good old boys, the fix-em.
The click, yeah.
The click.
And I've had shows about that very issue.
Yeah. And we've got people that are actually finding a way here to constructively go in and start to drag these criminals in front of non-political grand juries. I spoke to another gentleman today on the issue of Wesley Snipes. You know who that guy is, the black actor?
Right.
Okay.
What is it? Was it Call that got him into the tax thing?
Right.
Yeah, they arrested him. He's in jail right now.
Well, and I'm going to be talking to his lawyer, and I'm going to have him on the program here soon. But there is a way that to use the mechanism, the governmental mechanism, if they're not doing the job, and I've got to get more information on this, and it's pretty astounding.
I saw a video on Google, Google Video. Okay, did you see that video?
No.
Oh, yeah. I'll talk to you off the air about it, but you can watch it. Go ahead.
All right. But anyhow, here's the thing. Here's the thing, that there are mechanisms. I've talked about the second tier that needs to come into this movement. And I'm talking about the people that are established out there, the small business owners. You know, I don't care if they're the doctor, the lawyer, the candlestick maker, the baker. It doesn't matter. All this is going to affect everybody. They have been fairly well insulated and isolated to this point. It might not have touched them directly, but it's going to. When the second tier starts coming into this movement, then we're going to see a rapid acceleration of what we're trying to do. And it's very simple, folks. It's a daunting task, but in principle, it's very simple. To return our government to a constitutional republic. We don't have to do anything. We don't have to invent anything. We don't have to make anything new up. It's already there. What we've done is we've walked away from it and not used it. And we can use this against the enemies of this country. This is our country. We, the people, are the government of this country. When our elected representatives turn against we, the people, it is time to then get rid of those elected representatives and return this to a constitutional republic. And I got to tell you, Michael, what I've just been in the last 24 hours talking to people, I'm juiced. No, this network's not going to go not going anywhere unless the people out there don't want to support us and get us over this little hump, because we got a lot of work to do. And we're just on that edge.
And you're moving right in the right direction with these ideas. The people that you've got coming on, I know Kelton, I believe is his name, Randy Kelton.
Randy Kelton.
Boy, that guy's a dynamo.
That's the guy on the grand jury staff.
That's the guy that you had him on your show about a month ago.
Yes,
okay. And I mean, I was just mesmerized by this guy. And is he right on and dead? I mean, he's got it nailed.
Now, and that's the cookie cutter approach. Once we find something that works, there's nothing to say that it can't work in Texas or Mississippi or New York or Alabama or California or anywhere else.
Yeah, and this is the vehicle, folks. RBN is the tool, okay? We cannot let this tool get out of the basket, okay? Because once it goes down, it's not coming back.
If I quit, it's not going to be by my choice. It's because we don't have the financial resources. And like I said, once we get over this hump, because we're 3 months down on our bills, thanks to a couple of enterprising individuals, are going to go out and start their own little network, and that's all fine. But it's what they did and how they did it is what I really oppose. Having said that, we have an insurance company. I didn't even know we had insurance on this. Thank God that we did. But we are going to be compensated somewhat. But the problem is, and you know how insurance companies work.
Oh, absolutely.
Michael.
I was mentioning that a little while ago, yes.
Yeah, you know how they work. So, you know, I told him, I said, quite frankly, and the gal that's handling the particular case, she called me this morning from her home out in California. It was like 7 a.m. when she had just woke up. And she said, forgive me, I didn't even have my coffee. My husband's a construction worker, and he took all the coffee, and I've got to make some. But I wanted to call you in response to your call yesterday. And I basically left her a message and said, look, by the time you guys get this insurance thing settled up, we may not be here. You know, this has been going on now for 3 months, and she understood that. So at any rate, well, all we're simply asking here, folks, and I'm reticent to ask the listeners out there for money because this entity needs to stand on its own. And we were quite nicely, at least up until the middle or the end of January. By the way, I just want to mention this to the people who have been listening to your show, Michael. Mike from California, thank you, $50. Art, $100. Patrick in Nevada, $25. Gregory in Alabama, $50. Stephen in California, $25. Joy in Arizona, $20. Melissa in Texas, thank you, $100. Keep those phones ringing, folks. 800-724-2719.
Thank you,
we
guys.
We need your support right now.
We'll be back in three.
Michael, I'm going to get out of here so I can prep for my show.
All right.
Thank you, Michael.
Be back in 3 minutes. Stick with me.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
We're back. Final segment. You know what? I'm speechless. You guys are making a difference. I just walked out during the break,
And I'm sorry, it's hard to contain myself right now. I just walked out during the break and found out that Bush is going to veto the bill for the hate crimes legislation. It's coming from the Drudge Report. It's coming from MSNBC. Thank you, guys. Thank you. You're making a difference. We got to keep this station on the air, and I want to thank Susan because she just sent in $200. From the bottom of my heart, guys, I mean this. Thank you so much. Keep the phone ringing. We've got to keep this network on the air. We can get this country back. I'm proud of you guys. I am proud of you guys. This network gives us hope. Keep the phones ringing, 800-724-2719. Or go into republicbroadcasting.org and click on PayPal. If you want to send a check, make the check payable to CSIN. Again, that's CSIN. I don't know what to say. You know, there's times when I have my doubts. There's times when I sit here behind this microphone and I wonder if anybody's listening. And you just showed me today that you are. And not only are you listening, but we're making a difference. And I don't know about you, but I'm happy. I know I don't sound happy, but I'm happy as I can be. Because it tells me that there's hope. And it tells me that we've got a shot. We've got a shot with Ron Paul. He's going to debate tonight. Don't miss it. He's on MSNBC. Don't miss it on the 15th. I'm amazed. And I'm thankful. Thanks, guys. Again, I want to thank Mike from California and Art and Patrick and Gregory and Steven and Joy and Melissa and Susan. Thanks, guys. This network has great things in store for us. And I'm telling you, this idea that Sandra came up with, and we're going to start working on it, maybe tonight, I'm not sure, if not tomorrow, we're going to bring these groups together, and we're going to be a voice. We've already shown it. We're a voice. They stood up, folks. The calls made a difference. They took notice. And you know what? Bush vetoes the bill. Who knows why he did it? You know, we all know that, you know, well, I won't even go there, but maybe he got the message that his approval ratings are down so low that this would give him a boost. It would give him a shot in the arm. And you know what? It will. It will. His approval rating will probably go up a couple of points. Who cares? The fact of the matter is, we're still going to have our First Amendment. And think about this. Think about all those mainstream people out there that don't have a clue. And you guys working behind the scenes, fighting the war, fighting the fight, fighting the info war. You made a difference. You made a difference. And they didn't even know you did it. You need to share it with them, folks. You need to go tell them. What's this? Mona? $200. Thank you so much, dear. Praise for the Bush veto. You guys are the greatest. It's Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. You're listening to RepublicBroadcasting.org. And here. We may just be here tomorrow. 12180 shortwave. Stay tuned for John Stadtmiller's National Intel Report. I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks again. Probably wouldn't if I could, 'cause I'm mad as hell, can't bring myself to do what it is you think I should. It's true.